Now, last month, Nolan Show listener Valerie's two-year-old son Aaron had to go undergo surgery at the Royal Children's Hospital, and any parent will know how stressful it is. But it was made even worse for Valerie the day she took Aaron home, as she explained when I spoke to her earlier.
Aaron is a wee baby. He was born early. He's had, you know, quite a few health problems, and he ended up needing his tonsils and adenoids removed in the Royal at the end of May.
And what age was he then?
He was 21 months. He has airway problems. He has problems with his airway, where he can't lie flat. He would stop breathing if he lies flat. You know, he's had numerous chest infections. He's an asthmatic. So he's had a rough old ride.
So really, it's not just a standard little boy having his tonsils out.
Absolutely not. He's routinely they wouldn't dream of taking tonsils out in a baby that age. But because of Aaron's health problems, it was felt, you know, we did require them removed.
So after the operation, which I'm sure you were really up to 90 worrying about
Absolutely.
Him having an anaesthetic and everything, when it came time to go home, this is when, what shouldn't have been a problem became a real problem.
Absolutely. It was just horrendous. He was discharged from the ward, went down to a car park, and I put this ticket in, and it said £6.90. And I looked at my purse, and I had £6.50 plus my debit card. So I pressed the buzzer, and I said, I have £6.40 here, or £6.50 here, plus my debit card. This child's only out of an operation. Can you take my debit card details? Or, you know, is there some way around this? And the guy just point blank said, no, no, no. And I said, look, I'm really struggling here. It was pelting rain, wind. The child was crying. I had no pram with me because I thought it was just, you know, routinely walk from the hospital down to the car. And I said, you know, please. I was crying. The child was crying. I said, is there any way, you know, you can check my debit card details or, you know, let me out and I go up to the main hospital and get money from the ATM. And he said, definitely not. There was no way around it. You don't pay, you don't get out.
So no leeway at all?
No leeway whatsoever. And I was just like, for £40, you're going to make me walk up to this main hospital carrying a child in the wind and rain for £40.
No give and take at all?
No give and take whatsoever.
And he just sat there and watched you take...
He watched me walk from the children's hospital in gale force wind and rain, carrying the baby with no coat on me, you know, trying to shield the baby, right up to the main hospital. And I went to the ATM and walked back, and he watched me doing this.
Well, we did go to the Belfast Trust, Valerie, obviously, when you contacted us, and they said the public car park at the RVH site's run entirely as a private business park services.
And
they said they fully understand the anxiety caused to you and that they meet regularly with the car park services and they're going to discuss a more lenient approach in circumstances such as this. But we then went to the car park services and they're saying that they're established procedures to offer any customer who doesn't have the correct fee the opportunity to fill in a form and commit to paying within 14 days. And this...
Absolutely, that wasn't offered to me.
That wasn't offered to you?
Absolutely not. The guy just said, you don't pay, you don't get out.
Well, they say, yes, this wasn't offered to you on this occasion and they will be speaking to the staff member about this in procedures. Mm-hmm. They also say, to be fair, that apart from paying the full amount or filling in the form, the staff do not have any leeway to allow customers to leave the car park without paying. They understand and sympathise with the frustrations and difficulty of this customer, that's you, and they're going to speak to you personally and refund the full amount. But that's not really the point. You don't
that's
really want
not
that.
The point. It was a children's car park where it's full of anxious parents, children who are there because they're unwell or they're there because they're going through a procedure.
Well, the Trust say they're going to meet with car park services and will discuss a more lenient approach in circumstances such as this. So I wish you luck with Aaron and the procedures that may lie ahead. And thank you for bringing this to the Nolan Show.
No problem. Thank you so much, Linda. Thank you.
What do you think about that for 40p? Taking that this poor little sick baby just had a tonsils out and not a well little boy to start with, up through the wind and the rain, walking back up for 40 pence.